The crash occurred at a black spot, I suppose, for accidents that have been renowned now, particularly over the recent months, for numerous accidents involving heavy-duty vehicles, lorries and cars. And today is no different. On that very bad corner just next to the Bells Park Road, next to the Prospect Bar, we've seen another collision involving a car and another heavy-duty vehicle, in which the heavy-duty vehicle has turned on its side on the road. So it's causing all sorts of blockages and all sorts of difficulties. But I hope that the person driving both vehicles make a full recovery. I'm not sure quite of what the details are of their injuries just yet.
To my understanding, you have said in the past that this particular spot is an accident black spot, and you have been calling for upgraded works to that area for quite some time.
Well, roads is a top priority for me, whether it be the A5, the A6 or rural country roads. It's something that affects us all, something we use every single day, no matter who we are. And I want to see safe roads. I want to see roads that are equipped for the people that are using them. And I want to see upgrades of those roads that are dangerous. And the Bells Park Road, particularly at that corner, has been an issue for some time. And what we've seen in the past is a bit of waffling in relation to the changing of that corner and the upgrade of that corner by road service or transport NA, as they're called. There's been all sorts of delays, all sorts of issues, and all sorts of questions. The clear reality here is that corner is a death trap, and I am very surprised that no one has been killed on that corner. I want this process sped up as quickly as possible. There has been no week that has passed now at this stage in the last few months there hasn't been an accident on that road. That's how serious this is. It's a junction where four roads lead into one, and it's a very, very dangerous corner. We want to see that upgraded. I fully support the work of road service in doing that, and indeed the landowners that are involved, and I know that there's cooperation there as well. So I don't understand what's keeping this or what's preventing it. I want to see it rolled out as quickly as possible. Today could have been much worse. Today we could have been looking at someone being killed there. I don't want that to happen. I want to prevent it, but I don't want it being the case that after someone is very seriously injured or killed that we go then and say, okay, this is a priority issue. It is now a priority issue. We need to look at preventing these incidents, not dealing with them after it.